This is the news in brief from the United Nations. In Afghanistan, a message from UN humanitarians that they fully intend to stay and deliver to those in need as Western governments completed their pullout from the country. Spokesperson Jens Laker from the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said on Tuesday that operations were continuing and that the UN had already helped 8 million people this year alone. But he warns that the $1.3 billion funding requirement had not been met and that there was a lack of supplies in the now Taliban-controlled nation. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said that despite Monday's air delivery of 12.5 metric tons of medical supplies that will cover the basic health needs of more than 200,000 people, it's still not enough. WHO spokesperson Dr. Margaret Harris said that although the UN Health Agency was planning two more supply flights this week, it wanted to have continual flights to restore basic services. Dr. Harris warned that before the Taliban takeover, some 12.2 million people were already projected to experience food insecurity and malnutrition. Getting supplies into Afghanistan was absolutely critical, she said. Staying with Afghanistan, where the UN Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, has repeated its call to neighbouring states to keep their borders open to those fleeing the country. Around 3.5 million people are displaced within the country, and many of those wishing to cross into others, such as Pakistan or Iran, may not have the documents they need, said UNHCR spokesperson Andrei Mihajic.
Those leaving Afghanistan may nevertheless have international protection needs. And those wishing to cross may also be unable to do so without passport and visa documentation. Hence our call on the countries neighboring Afghanistan to keep their borders open and allow those who may be at risk to seek safety. And we are ready to support the humanitarian needs of those people and the response of those countries.
The UNHCR spokesperson commended Pakistan for hosting Afghan refugees for decades with 1.4 million registered. He added that whilst he was aware of the pressures this poses, UNHCR remained ready to help national authorities to scale up the response to humanitarian needs. To Mali, where UN peacekeepers have condemned a steep rise in the number of civilians killed in recent months. According to MINUSMA, at least 527 non-combatants were killed, injured or disappeared between April and June this year, a 25% increase on the first 3 months of 2021. The main areas targeted were Bandiagara, Duensa, Djeni, Koro, Mopti, Niono and Sigu. Those responsible for more than half of the victims were fighters affiliated with al-Nusra, Islamic State, and other extremist groups. A further 20% were killed, injured, or kidnapped by local community self-defense forces. One of the worst incidents involved ethnic Dogon fighters who attacked Pwel people in Dora and Dugabugu in May, killing at least 16 civilians, while in another assault, Pwel attackers targeted at least four Dogon villages near Bandiagara. MINUSMA's report also noted that Malian security forces were behind 9% of human rights violations in the 3 months from April to June, and that regional and international forces were responsible for 6%. Katie Dartford, UN News.